For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Liu Jianmin called for maritime cooperation between China and ASEAN countries to stabilize the region. On the sidelines of the 12th China-ASEAN Expo, Liu said that despite obvious benefits, China and ASEAN countries have lacked proper maritime cooperation. He admits that some ASEAN countries and China still have disputes, but he stresses these disputes are between China and individual countries, not between China and ASEAN. This year is the year of China-ASEAN maritime cooperation. A new high-speed rail line linking two major cities in northeast China is set to open. The railway in Jilin will link Huncheon near the border of North Korea and Russia with the provincial capital. It's the first passenger rail link between the two cities. It'll extend 360 kilometers with 9 stations and run at a speed of up to 200 kilometers per hour. The project broke ground in 2011 and was put into trial operation last month. A Chinese corruption suspect at large for 14 years has been repatriated from the United States to China. China released a list of the 100 most wanted Chinese fugitives abroad in April, all of whom were subject to an Interpol red notice. Yang Yinjun, suspected of embezzlement and bribery, is the first of the 100 to be sent back from the United States. He is the 12th on the list to be netted so far. The Communist Party of China's Central Commission for Discipline Inspection said in a statement that Yang's repatriation marks major progress in Sino-U.S. law enforcement cooperation. Wang Tianpu, former general manager of oil giant Sinopec Group, has been expelled from the Communist Party of China for corruption and other violations of the party code of conduct. According to a statement on Friday, the CPC's Central Commission for Discipline Inspection launched an investigation into Wang in April and found he was involved in power trading to seek promotions. Wang was accused of violating the party rules by accepting gifts of money and seeking profits for his relatives' businesses by taking advantage of his positions. The statement said that Wang's illegal gains have been seized and his case will be transferred to judicial authorities. There are now 7 confirmed deaths due to flooding in Yunnan province, while 8 others remain missing. Local authorities say the bodies of 2 more victims were found on Thursday afternoon. The disaster in the southern province has caused at least 15 injuries so far. Rain pounded Huaping County overnight Tuesday into Wednesday morning. A leak at a chemical plant in central China involving synthetic ammonia has poisoned 20 residents at a nearby village, and 5 of them are in serious condition. The government of Pingdingshan in Henan province says the leak happened at about 6:30 in the morning on Friday at Henan Zhonghong Coal Chemical Company, where 300 kilograms of synthesized ammonia leaked from a crack pipe. The poisoned villagers have been sent to hospitals. The government says no ammonia has been detected in air quality testing near the site. Chinese authorities have launched a nationwide initiative to collect DNA samples from the parents of children who've been registered as missing to help police during search operations. This would allow the police to compare the DNA of children who are rescued with parent samples in the national DNA database. The initiative aims to expedite the process whereby rescued children can find their biological parents. The State Department said that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is looking forward to Chinese President Xi Jinping's upcoming state visit to the United States, the first one since he took office in 2013. During the visit, President Xi will hold a summit meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House and will also meet with senior U.S. officials, including Kerry. U.S. chip giant Intel has decided to invest around $67 million U.S. dollars in 8 Chinese tech companies. The 8 firms are mainly involved in cutting-edge smart devices, robots, the Internet of Things, cloud services, big data, and data analysis. Since it started to invest in the Chinese market in 1998, Intel has pumped nearly $2 billion U.S. dollars into around 140 firms, 35 of which have either gone public or been acquired. Chinese Vice Premier Liu Yandong has urged China and Britain to strengthen health cooperation and help deal with global health challenges. Liu made the remarks on Thursday at the UK-China Health Policy Dialogue in London. She says health cooperation has expanded and deepened since the China-Britain High-Level Cultural Exchange was launched 3 years ago. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.